हेलो, गुड मॉर्निंग, गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम बैक टू आवाज एफएम। आप सुन रहे हैं आजकल विद मंजलिका। जैसा कि आपने सुना, हमारे साथ में अनदर गेस्ट इज ऑल द वे, यस, ऑन द एयर लाइव, डॉक्टर राज मोहन पद्मनाभम। यस यस, एम आई, इट्स अ लिटिल बिट टंग ट्विस्टर बिकॉज इन माई हेड इट इज अ different spelling just now, so that's the only reason, but I'm sure you will correct it. So welcome Dr. Raj Mohan ji, how are you?
Hello Manjulika ji, good morning.
Good morning to you. First of all, thank you so much giving the time today, this morning, on Awaaz FM.
It's my pleasure.
I understand you are very, very busy at the moment.
Not too busy for you.
So please tell us this, what is happening? I know your association is actually taking part in a joint initiative, and personally you have been involved in hands-on with lots of activities. So can you please explain and talk about it?
United Scotland Malayali Association is a socio-cultural organization.
Mm-hmm.
It was established in 2018 with the prime purpose of bring about community cohesion and integration, mainly via cultural and sporting activities.
Mm-hmm.
However, you might have come across, you know, the Kerala floods in the southern state of India, Kerala, you know, so that completely changed things, and, you know, it added another dimension to the USMA ethos.
Mm.
And we had joined hands at the time with the entire Kerala diaspora of UK to provide whatever assistance we could to assist in the rebuilding and rehabilitation work. Now, this was a time when I came in contact with AIU, and in particular, Mrs. Mridula Chakraborty.
Yeah.
And AIU at that moment in time had extended excellent support to the cause. Now, coming to this particular crisis, when the lockdown started, USMA, as an organization, started getting lots of calls for help from the student community in Scotland. Now, soon we recognized that the local system didn't offer much support to these poor, hapless, stranded students. So, we recognize a need for joint up effort, and USMA approached AIO via Mrs. Chakraborty, and we discussed and, you know, started a joint initiative exploring ways of helping students in three main areas of need. We recognized these are three main areas which the student needed help. One was food and provisions. The second is rent / accommodation, and the third is repatriation. And to date, we have managed to make meaningful contributions in all these three areas. There's one difference, actually, to our approach. I mean, in particular, our approach has been one, providing assistance pertaining to specific needs of those who approach us. We don't actually, you know, give things to them. We ask, you know, what is your need and that kind of thing. And we have helped whoever has approached us. We have not, you know, actively sought, you know, out going to the community and, you know, that kind of thing. Now, we started extending our joint up work with the Mandir Initiative, along with Glasgow Indians. And I completely agree with my previous, you know, this previous speaker, Sohinji. In times of such societal crisis, it's hugely advantageous for the local community, the like-minded organizations, community organizations, they come together as one team, appreciative of each other, and serve in an effective and transparent manner.
Very true.
Now, let me take this opportunity, you know, I know the time is limited.
Yes, please. You have to be quick.
to appreciate and thank the Consul General of India, Edinburgh, Sri Hitesh Rajpal, and his team members, in particular, Sri Bibek Bhattamishra and Srimati Louisa Lakra, who had given us, you know, collectively given us direction regarding repatriation contributions for the student community.
Wonderful.
And my thanks is and appreciation is also due to a number of doctor friends of Scottish Indian origin, community well-wishers, and in particular, I mean, and the whole USMA and AIO teams, in particular Mrs. Chakraborty, Mr. Rendava, Dr. Susan Romel, and Ms. Daniel Thomas. And that's pretty much it from me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining in today. And
my pleasure.
Yes. Have a good day and keep safe.
And you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.